Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus finds you. Today we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. There's a book we read quite frequently at my house called Mary Had a Little Lamb. This book is set to the famous tune, but instead of following Mary everywhere, this particular lamb decides to find new adventures off on his own. However, things do not go too well for this little lamb. He gets drenched in cow milk, shoved by the goat, dropped in the mud, only to be later found by Mary, who gently gives him a bath, feeds him, and tucks him into bed. While the consequences of this lamb's wandering are somewhat humorous, Peter reminds us that today we too often are like this little lamb. However, the consequences of our wanderings are much more serious. Our sins put Jesus on the cross. The devil tries to take the pressure of our daily life and use them to turn us against God. Too many responsibilities, misbehaving children, colleagues who hurt our feelings, sickness in the world. These are all ways the devil tries to stick us in the mud on a daily basis and lead us to sinful ways instead of God's ways. But there is hope. We have a shepherd, an overseer who is always there to find us. Just as Mary rescued her lamb so lovingly, we have a loving Savior who is always there to rescue us. Jesus, the shepherd of our souls, bore our sins, and by his wounds, we've been healed. Overwhelmed? Jesus finds you. Feeling hurt? Jesus finds you. Sick? Jesus finds you. He wraps you in his loving arms by his grace and gives us the hope of everlasting life. We pray. Dear Father, help us to follow your ways rather than our own ways. Thank you for finding us in our moments of weakness and bringing us back to you. Amen. A question to consider. What are some ways young children try to follow their own ways? What are the results of these choices? How can we guide them to choose the right path? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.